I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We are live at the Hardee's down south, Butler Hill Road. Really great crowd. Not just a lot of people, but really, really nice people.
We have an update on money raised so far from the lovely Jesse. We have raised $2,315.
There we go.
Wow, that's terrific.
On our way to $4,000. Looking for some generous person or business out there to write me a check for $500, maybe $1,000, really get us going. We had someone do that last time we were out live, and that's how we're going to try and get to $100,000. Just met a beautiful mother and daughter. Emily is going to try and stick around for Halfwits. So if you would like to come out and play Halfwits with us, we're going to do that in about an hour. A really cool guy named David, who's been listening for about 3 years. He has a son named Douglas, who's 10, and thinks we're like the funniest things in the world. Aww. And he didn't get to hear the live McDonaldland thing, so we played it back for him, and they were in the car or the truck. And he said, when we started talking about Grimace pooping out milkshakes, had Douglas not been strapped in, he would have been on the floor.
That's great.
I told him I'd say hey to Douglas.
That's so awesome.
That makes me happier than the best part of this job. Is the money. But second to the money, is being able to do things like this and help people and help veterans and help feed people. And the third best thing is having young people listen.
Yeah.
I know that not everything we do is especially kid friendly, but I think kids need education and farts and poop and boobs, and so that's the need that I fill.
Yeah.
So
and
there
I
you
mean,
go.
Where are you gonna? Where else are you gonna get that?
Oh my God, Amir just shot another guy.
Oh, you know what?
He's gonna kill me. He is gonna beat my ass.
He told me.
I would maybe stop using
okay,
that joke.
Okay, fine.
He told me next time you said something like that, he was taking you for a ride in his car.
Uh oh.
I would never come back.
No, you wouldn't. No,
I would never
sure
come back. Our buddy Speaker Tim Jones is here. Good to see you, pal.
Dave, good to see you. And I'll get started off on the right foot. I brought a check for you today.
Hey
look at that. Right.
One of my buckets of dark money. So $500 to Operation Food Service.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That is
very
awesome.
Nice.
You gave us a generous donation last year, too, so thank you,
Tim. You know, it's one of the things I'm an advisor to a bunch of different political action committees, and we are able to give money to charity. It's one of the things we love to do, and I was able to support you, I think, 3 years going now, maybe. And it's such a great organization. I love that you do this, Dave. It's so wonderful, and it's great to do this out here with the community as well.
So great.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Absolutely.
It's so nice. So
cool.
And Dave's sitting there like, I'm waiting for a big check. Hint.
I didn't
there
even
it
know.
Is. There it
Low
is.
And behold.
Add that to the till. So anyway.
So what's going on? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. You all may have been up and about. I don't know if you heard the breaking news that was just announced at the top of the hour here.
No.
The president has decided that the White House will not participate at all in next week's impeachment hearings.
Okay. What are they giving up? What could they have done?
I'm not sure if they're giving up much that the Republican congressmen and women couldn't accomplish on their own, on their behalf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and in a way, I think what they gain, Dave, is they get to continue to say they do not respect this process, that this process is fake, it's phony, there's a lack of due process, it's not fair. So, I mean, I don't know that what they would have gained other than maybe, I don't know if they would have been, the problem is, I don't know what Jerry Nadler would have allowed them to do, right? So the Republicans have already been shot down from many witnesses they've liked to have called, for questions they would have liked to have asked, for documents they would like to present it. You know, Adam Schiff really kept a tight leash on that. Nadler, I don't think, is as clever as Schiff, but he's a bit of a bull.
He can't stay awake.
He was
barely
sleeping.
Yeah,
he was sleeping.
And he's just going to barrel this thing through. I mean, here's the reason why I agree with the White House's decision. Nancy Pelosi announced yesterday she's drafting articles of impeachment, so the cake is baked.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Did you guys see? I mean, I don't know they would have gained much, so that's the decision they made.
Did you see somebody uncovered a video clip of her using the word hate when it came to the Clinton impeachment after
oh,
that whole
boy.
Thing yesterday with her saying that she's offended by the use of the word hatred because she's Catholic. And somebody pulled up. It's out there now, and I'm sure you can find it just a little bit of looking. But she's during the Clinton impeachment, and she's real like animated and passionate on Capitol Hill. And she said that Republicans were impeaching Clinton with vengeance, and that Republicans were paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton. And until the Republicans free themselves of that hatred, our country will suffer.
Sound
familiar, Nance?
Well, you know, this is an example of when you've been in Congress too long, when they can use your exact words in the past
yes.
to the opposite of what you're now saying. They've played the Biden
clips.
Flip
test for you.
They've played the Nadler clips, where they've all said we should never have a purely partisan impeachment in this nation.
Yeah.
And if we do, it's going to be a threat to our democracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they said
they've
those exact
said
words.
They've all said it, and they're all doing it.
This is the problem with having people in their late 70s and 80s running your party. They are not conceding this to the next generation. And a lot of the black Democrats are upset on another issue, that the next debate is going to basically be all white people up on the stage. This is the party that said we will have inclusivity and diversity. And Kamala Harris has now dropped out, and they hate Tulsi Gabbard, so she doesn't count.
What about Bray?
I heard,
he was still running.
Rachel.
I can't believe he's still
is. He was begging for contributions on Twitter the other day. So he's probably the next one.
How much longer, Tim? I mean, now that Kamala's gone, Beto's gone, how much longer until Klobuchar and Booker and even Gabbard, the ones that are just barely holding on, are they all going to be gone soon? Or?
They'll stay as long as they can pay their staffs and pay for their travel.
That's what it comes down to.
A lot of them are doing this to be considered for vice president or cabinet positions or to write books. I mean, let's be honest. However, you still have 16 people in the race,
yeah,
which is remarkable.
Say, isn't our girl Marianne Williamson still technically in this?
I don't think she's ever closed down shop.
She might be.
I think she's still running. I've never seen a statement saying that she's out.
I haven't either. That's a really good point. I think she's in there. She's still
communicating from the astral plane into every debate. Her spirit is on stage.
I actually saw a Marianne Yard sign in St. Louis the other day.
Awesome.
She has her fans here as well.
I want to put a Marianne.
I would put one of those up.
Totally,
I'm a giant fan.
And I heard, what's his name, the one who's going to ride in to save the day, Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg said that he sees no one currently in the race that Donald Trump wouldn't eat alive on the debate stage. I don't know that he's the guy either, but that's why he said he jumped in. So he dissed the entire field.
Yeah. Well, we keep that whole idea of the person who's going to end up being the nominee is not one of the front runners, or maybe not even in the race yet. I keep hearing more and more people say that. I don't see how that could happen, but I keep hearing more and more people saying that somebody could sweep in that hasn't even been a part of this yet and take it.
Dave, I'm really confused as to why they're continuing with the impeachment thing. I really am. All the battleground state polls I keep seeing, it's upside down as far as unfavorability. So it's really perplexing to me. I guess it's just the fact that they've said they were going to do this for the last 3 years, so they can't pull it back. They can't. The car's off the cliff, I guess, and they won't pull it back up.
We all know how it is in a very simple fight with a friend or a spouse or significant other when you shoot all of your ammunition, and now it's their turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where we're going to be with the Senate trial, that I think the Democrats have shot all of their ammunition, unless there's something that comes up that we don't know about. And in the Senate trial, they better engage in that. I'll be very disappointed if Trump says, well, we're going to do no more than we have to do, because I think that's where they have to start landing their blows.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they will. I think they will want to put Adam Schiff on the stand, the Bidens. I think it's going to be a very interesting trial. And let's remember this. The other thing that Democrats haven't thought through, those five senators that are on the campaign trail for president, they have to be present in the Senate gallery, quietly sitting there as the jury. And that means they'll be off the campaign trail.
Yeah.
Mayor Pete will be left to his own devices in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Bloomberg, yeah.
Yes.
I don't think Pete or Klobuchar are going anywhere, because the centrist lane is going to be open.
Right.
Biden, it's not going to be Biden. He's going to continue to make these gaffes and say these stupid things, and I think that's why they keep him out of the spin room. It's why
you're
they keep
a damn
him off
liar,
the television.
Man.
So
look fat.
If they hadn't, let's remember this: in 2016, if the establishment wing of the DNC had not had their superdelegate rule, Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee in 2016. Right. So I agree with you that it won't be Biden as long as the establishment wing doesn't put their finger on this again, because I do think the establishment wants him so badly, but nobody else does.
Superdelegates, that's one of those terms that we're about to start here. Those
polar
types
vortex.
Of
yeah,
exactly.
So no one has been able to answer this for me. In the Senate trial, can people like Rudy and Mulvaney be forced to testify?
I believe the Senate will have subpoena power in the trial, so I think they can be compelled, yes. Now, what they could do is at that point, and I think they should, and if there's something they feel they shouldn't get into, then you claim executive privilege.
Gotcha.
So I believe they can be
that
compelled.
That would be an on-the-stand kind
and
of thing. That,
yes, they would claim either Fifth Amendment, you know, so you don't have to impeach yourself and possibly incriminate yourself, so you could claim that protection. Or you could also, I think they'll freely use executive privilege, and every single one of those debates would then have to go to the courts. Mitch McConnell could, you know, let's remember, he wrote the book. He literally wrote the book, The Long Game. And so he could drag this out for weeks or even months, keeping those five U.S. Senate candidates off the campaign trail, hauling the Bidens before the Senate for the trial, getting into Burisma, getting into Ukrainian corruption, getting into the origins of why the Russian collusion hoax happened in the first place.
Yeah.
I do not really think the Democrats thought this through, but here's why I think they will have to go through with this. If they don't, they lose their base. And we always say in politics, you're not going to gain in other voters in the middle or on the other side of the aisle. And you're not going to add to your net gain unless you always keep your base. So that's why I think they have to go forward with this. Somehow they think by continuing to hate on Donald Trump's a winning strategy. It didn't work for Republicans against Obama. It wasn't enough to just say...
Or Clinton.
Everything Obama bad did not elect President John McCain or President Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Any chance Trump actually testifies in the Senate?
That's a great question I hadn't thought of yet.
Yeah. He keeps saying he wants to.
Yeah, I don't know that they will allow him. And now, he always does what he wants to do, right? Except I think every once in a while,
they would pull him back. 100 Super Bowls at once.
I was going to say, that is must-see television.
If ever there has been.
I want it to happen just for the spectacle.
And you know what? And he knows that, too.
Yeah.
Trump knows that, too, that it would be must-see television, which is probably part of the reason that he wants to do it so
bad. It's all been leading up to this.
That would be amazing. It would be something we've never seen before in our nation's history. Maybe, and he's always about historical firsts.
Right, right. It would be legitimately risky too.
Very risky.
Gosh, yeah.
Especially the way his speaking style. Right. Yeah. He's got that stream of conscious speaking style where he's thinking about 53 different things at once and trying to get them all out, and he ends up kind of being repetitious, but also contradicting himself at the same time. So I don't think it would be a good. I don't think they need to. I thought Professor Jonathan Turley had the most devastating testimony to the entire Democratic case yesterday when he started off by saying,
"Absolutely,
I don't care for this president. I didn't vote for him. But what you're all doing is lowering yourselves to a denominator that we don't want to take our democracy to."
Yep.
And I thought that was the best testimony we've heard throughout this entire impeachment proceeding from Jonathan Turley, who I respect immensely as a constitutional scholar. The others obviously have had it out for the president since day one, have never approved of him.
Anything of note going on locally? We never talk local anymore.
Yeah, we're
anything?
So,
you know, the whole thing with Governor Parson and the Second Amendment, how he met with the different mayors from cities, and the headline was... He agrees with these mayors taking guns away from citizens, and the governor has come out and said that's completely taken out of context. In your opinion, has this governor been a strong supporter of Second Amendment rights and fighting against that sort of stuff?
So we, of course, have our own fake news locally, right?
Yeah.
And people need to be cautious about that because our governor, I've known Mike Parson for an extremely long time. I served with him in the House. He is he was a sheriff in Polk County. He's an extremely staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. I talked about this with him last night. We had a charitable event last night for St. Vincent Home for Children down the city, and the governor and the first lady made an appearance. It was really nice of him. He spent 2 hours there talking to several hundred people in the crowd, and he said, "Look, you know, they got me again on a headline, but if you read the story, it's not what I said." But they don't want people to read stories. They want them to blow through Twitter and look at headlines and then think I'm not strong on the Second Amendment, but of course I am. So, no, I don't think we have any worries. And we have a very staunch General Assembly when it comes to the Second Amendment as well. So let's remember, this governor is, he won't... he's not gonna falter on the Second Amendment, but the legislature is also not gonna send him anything that would even give him that opportunity. Mike Parson's extremely strong in the Second Amendment, and will stay so on that.
So we're here at Hardee's Butler Hill Road. What was our last count, Rach? 23.
Jesse just sent me a even higher count of $3,175.
Okay. So nice. $900 to get to our goal of $4,000 by 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. One check for $900.
Thank you, you again, Tim.
Yes. Happy to help.
Yeah,
happy
thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Really glad you guys are doing this.
So
excellent.
Come on by, get yourself a DGS stocking cap, get a sticker. If you can't make it today, hopefully you'll make it either next Wednesday?
Wednesday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will be at the Hardee's on Route 3 in Granite City, Illinois. Hope to see you there.
And it will be at the Hustler Club right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Quick break.
No show on Wednesday.
From the Hardee's at Butler Hill Road. Had another influx of people coming in. We are officially sold out of stocking caps, which is fantastic. We set a goal of $4,000 for today, and we're $3,200. So we don't have half to sell, but we will take your money and we'll make it worth your while. And especially if you bring us a big check the way Speaker Tim Jones did, that would be really great. It's old home week here. Kevin Conray, who is with the station. How long were you with the station?
About 5 years.
Yeah, long, long time.
That's a long time in radio.
And you've been serving for how long now?
I've been in about 9 years, and I left in 2016, left the radio station, got an opportunity to do a full-time job down at Gypsum Barracks with the Air National Guard, and it was double the money, and I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what that's all about. So, and been all over the world, been to Africa, Iraq, and Germany.
Tell us about it. Tell us about being deployed.
I was in Niger, as we hear it. And I was actually there in October when those 4th Special Forces guys got killed. So,
oh, my gosh.
It was just, we were there supporting, you know, the locals and, you know, the mission that we were doing. And it's definitely different. I mean, definitely appreciate the things of home, like a Hardee's or anywhere you go. And I mean, just getting Gatorade was a big deal.
Talk to me about, so you did this forever and produced all these shows.
Yes.
And all of us talking heads and giving our opinions and bloviating about this and this and this. And then you live it.
Yeah.
And you actually get on a plane and you land somewhere.
Yeah, you land somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Like, what's that like?
Well, you know, it's, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Platoon, that scene where they open it up. And it's similar to that. I mean, I wasn't given the colorful language they were, but you go somewhere and you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's like, I always say it's like being in prison because you're locked up in this place for, I was 190 something days where I was at before we got out of there. It's a logistical nightmare. Anything you try to get or anything you try to do takes 2 months, and it's just, like I said, you're sleeping in a tent on a cot somewhere, and your little, you know, bed at home is pretty great once you get there. So it's a humbling feeling that you get to go and do that, and you see not only how you're affecting things and, you know, fighting the war on terror, it's just, it makes you definitely be glad to be home when we finally get home.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We got gifts.
What do we got?
Ooh. You remember Dave Sullivan last time?
Yeah. The lovely mushroom.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I've been so jealous of those.
Well, guess who got them this time?
Hey!
Guess the boy, Dave and Tony, got mushrooms.
That's nice.
So which one? You pick which one.
Well, me and Sue's are significantly larger. So.
And each of us got a bowl.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
oh,
so everybody gets to pick a bowl.
I want this one.
I'm going to take the blue one because it looks less like a penis.
This All right, is
very
so
good.
Cool.
Why would you want the one that's less like a penis? Okay.
I have so many penises at home.
Right?
I got gotcha. You.
We each get a bowl
Ooh,
from
I
Dave.
I like this.
Isn't that awesome?
Sure is.
It's so cool. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
He's got it there. They're signed on the bottom there, DJ.
I'm eating SpaghettiOs out of these tonight.
DJ Sullivan, good stuff, man. Isn't that awesome?
Thank you,
So, Rich, do we have Dave Murray with us?
I believe so. Hello,
Dave. Can you hear us?
Hello, I can.
Hey, man.
Good, good,
Dave,
good.
Dave, would you like a slightly phallic mushroom made out of clay?
Sure.
He's not going to turn
right
that
answer,
down.
Dave.
Dave's like, you're the fourth person today to ask me that.
I'm lousy with these. So it cleared up real nice today, Dave. What do we have over the weekend?
Yeah, the weekend overall looks pretty good. A lot of sunshine tomorrow. It's chilly, but it's not overly cold for the middle of December or early December. About 48, 49 should do it for the high. All is quiet Saturday night. All is dry. Temperatures in the 30s. Then on Sunday, expect more clouds and sunshine. There might be a sprinkle or a light shower late in the day, but I think most of Sunday is dry, 55 degrees, a much better chance of some light showers around Sunday night and into Monday. Monday's one of these days where you'll start to feel the temperature drop, but it's nothing to write home about. It will get chilly by the afternoon on Monday. could end maybe as a couple of wet snowflakes Monday afternoon, Monday evening. I'm not overly excited about that. And then the bottom drops out, as we've been talking about all week long. Very cold weather coming back for Tuesday. You really start to feel it Monday night, but it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and probably into Friday, looking at high temperatures, about 32 degrees. Nighttime lows will be in the teens, but it's a dry pattern. It's a dry northwest flow. So Tuesday through Friday, just cold and dry day and night.
Mm. Cool. Sounds like if you're still needing to put up your Christmas lights,
tomorrow.
This is the weekend to do it.
Yeah, my son has a saying, if it doesn't get done this weekend, it's not going to get done.
Yeah, 100%.
One of those classic Murray family sayings.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. You could write a whole book of those.
The other one is always knock. Am I right?
That's right.
You are right.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
So you're in uniform, so I don't want to get you in trouble. But now that you're in the military,
yes,
are you more impressed? Like, oh, it doesn't matter if North Korea gets jumpy or Iran, like, we're fine. Because I worry about it, having never served.
Yeah, I guess the attitude you kind of has, you kind of have as you go where they send you. You know, it's like we always say, too, you never get to pick where you get deployed. You know, some people get to go to Kuwait, which is great. Some people get to go to somewhere that's dangerous, but it doesn't really worry me anymore.
So I wouldn't think of Kuwait as being great. Like, okay.
No, it's
Kuwait. Going to Kuwait.
Kuwait is great. You can go to a mall and get Shake Shack and all that kind of stuff.
Get out.
And where I was at, you know, if we got Dr. Pepper, it was amazing. It was great, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, if the meal that we actually had sauce for our pasta, it was great. You know, because there was this guy, Stone from Boston. I said, what's the deal, man? You're from the East Coast. We never have sauce on any of the pasta. Said, you got butter. You got gravy. It's like gravy doesn't go on pasta. Well, this is beef stroganoff. What's the matter with you?
That's terrible. Why don't our fighting people have sauce in their pasta?
It's just sometimes where you're at. It's a logistical nightmare. You know, people can try the best. They can bring as many planes in as you can. But, I mean, there's only so many planes and only so many, you know, so many places they got to go.
So what's, like, the saddest / craziest thing you've seen? And what's, like, your proudest thing? Like, this is pretty friggin' cool.
That's a great question. Probably the saddest thing I saw was, you know, the casket or, well, not really, a flag draped over an American soldier. You know, it's something you never forget.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's probably the saddest thing I've ever seen. And proudest thing I ever made, probably I did while I was over this, I made a trailer for a fake movie. So I was in a comm flight, I did communications, it was called The Comm Flight, a movie that'll never be seen. You do stupid things, and you do things to pass the time when you're overseas, and you can talk to any service member. They've got some stupid video they've done.
So, Kevin.
That is very Kevin.
I was waiting for children out of a burning building.
Never. No, no.
I mean, the coolest trailer on iMovie.
Did you know that I coached Kevin when he played Little League Baseball?
No.
That's awesome.
He played on my brother's team that me and one of my buddies coached.
Is Tony's brother as dumb as Tony says?
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
You know, I can't remember. It's been a long time, but I do remember they hyped him up so much because it's like, this guy is on the point. He's on the radio. And then we met him.
My brother?
No, you. Yeah. And they hyped him up so much. And now that I've worked with him and known him, it's just it's not a big deal. Yeah. You know, so.
It's just Columbo.
He's
everybody,
Columbo.
Take a chill pill.
I mean, I really came here just to meet Sue anyway.
Right. Yeah,
so I
worked of course.
I worked with all you guys.
Yeah.
I've met you.
We're old hats.
Everybody's here for
Sue. Yeah, no kidding.
So, you know, I hear her do traffic and I had to meet her.
Yeah, that's all anybody says.
So how long are you? Are you here until they send you away?
Yeah, I'm in the National Guard, so we're stationed here in Missouri. And until you get deployed or do some other kind of mission somewhere, you're in the state.
What's the coolest piece of machinery you've seen?
I got to fly in a Huey one time, and I got to dangle my feet out over Iraq, and that was
wow,
cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to see some of, like, you know, the palaces and all the stuff you see on the news and all that kind of stuff. I got to see that kind of stuff. That was pretty cool, you know, especially
the
Huey.
I'm sure what you see on TV is nothing like what that stuff looks like in person.
Yeah.
It's got to be just amazing.
It's pretty cool to see that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, just to be on that thing. I mean, it's been around since Vietnam. I mean, it's iconic, and just to be able to fly in it. And so, but always, if you ever do get in a helicopter, wear earplugs. That was a mistake I made. So it's pretty stupid.
I mean, last time I was dangling my feet out of Huey.
Yeah.
I was...
over Dave's you never
house.
Know
because when I was on the
like there's that palace, there's a Glover Palace that we see on TV.
You
all
never
the time.
Know because I remember Carl when he worked for 97.1.
He still does.
He's back.
Baby. Oh, okay. Yeah. That guy, he's never going to go away.
No. He produces a show called The Weekend Report.
Oh, he doesn't. He's never going away. But he at one time he flew on more military aircraft than I had. So you never
that
know.
That sounds right.
Although yeah. I'm not sure he's getting paid. I think he's like Kramer.
He's just
I think
hanging
he
out.
Just shows up with a briefcase. Showing up, yeah.
And restarts the computer every shift.
I don't even work here.
He does. Kevin, he does that. It makes you crazy.
He shuts it down and drives us crazy. Because, you know, those great computers we had at our old company, you know, they were amazing. And they took 9 hours to start back
hey, Sue,
up.
Can you give Amir your microphone there? Right
sure.
behind you? Speaking of
Hi,
fighting
Amir.
Men, there you go.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. So jump in here anywhere you want. We're just talking to Kevin about being deployed. And I know every time, you've never been deployed to a place with a mall, have you?
With a mall? I don't know, man. I listen to some of my Air Force brothers' stories. And then I start reevaluating my life decisions for joining the Marine Corps.
Yeah, right? You could have been having Shake Shack,
everybody's,
for the love of God.
Everybody's
you could have been making
job.
Little films.
No, it's absolutely true. Everybody's got a piece of the puzzle that's super important. Marine Corps wouldn't be Marine Corps if it wasn't for our Navy brethren, you know, that get us there, that provide that naval gunfire. I mean, I can't tell you how much I appreciated that A-10 Warthog flying above and providing that close air support.
Yeah.
That's our brothers from Air Force. When you hear that brrr sound, you know somebody's day is ruined and ours has just gotten easier.
Can you even tell me how many times you've been deployed? Like, do you even?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan three times. And then I did a bunch of deployments to Far East. Because remember, I joined the mid-90s.
Yes.
And my first two deployments were to Far East, from Okinawa and Korea and, you know, Hong Kong.
When you were in combat, the people you were fighting, did you get the sense that they were just crapping their pants when, like, a warthog would come over, when they would see our technology and our abilities? Did you get the sense that they were just like, oh, God, no, we want no part of this?
The insurgents that I dealt with, they were not that impressed. They saw us as like invading aliens, you know what I mean? With superior technology. So they just did what they could.
Do they have the mindset that we just they'll be gone. They're stronger than us. They're more powerful than us, but they're not going to be here forever, so we can wait them out and they'll take all their technology and all their
firepower
and they'll
be gone. Absolutely. And you know, I'm here right now going to let you know that every other enemy of America is going to feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's not something new. That's how you fight asymmetric warfare. Whenever you're fighting superior enemy, you go into asymmetric warfare. What do you think the Revolutionary Continental Army did when we fought against British? They adopted asymmetric warfare.
Yeah.
You know, you don't attack your enemy at their strengths.
Yeah.
You look for their weaknesses. So the only thing they can do is really wait us out. But, you know, when we talk about that, we also got to be realistic. You know, Germans, they're still waiting us out. You know, we're still in Japan. You know, we're still in Korea. You know, does that mean that we're going to be in Afghanistan and Iraq forever? No, but let's think about it. We won just about every battle in Vietnam. But yet people consider Vietnam as a lost war. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we're not there anymore.
Because we left.
I always find it, I know, Rach, you're super into the Revolutionary War, and if I understand it correctly, we were like the guerrillas, that they were doing the French Square, and we were hiding under logs, and they're like, hey, that's not fair. We're just plugging them.
Well, yeah.
And that was one of the biggest points of contention from British officers. They considered, you know, our ancestors, the predecessors, as I like to say, criminals, because we weren't fighting by the rules.
Yeah.
So we should never expect our enemy to fight by the rules because we are superior.
Yeah. Amir, Kevin, great to see you. Thank you both
for
your service.
For
really appreciate it. Quick break, right back. We are live at Hardee's, Butler Hill Road, right off of 55. Would love to have you come by. We're out of stocking caps. We have lots of stickers and lots of campaign button stickers, DGS 2020, our 20th anniversary. And we'd love to take pictures with you and do anything we can to get your money for Operation Food Surge. Quick break, right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes shy of 5 p.m., live from the Hardee's at Butler Hill Road.
Did Tim Jones give you a hotel room key? As
yeah, of? It's really strange.
What is happening?
And $500.
That, right?
Wow. I'm feeling I'm going to earn that $500, every bit of it. Some really nice people showing up. Let's get Cameron over here.
No kidding.
Tone, can you talk to these guys right here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on up, Cameron. So, introduce yourself to the...
I'm Cameron, and... really nervous.
No, you're fine.
Good. You're all right.
You don't sound nervous.
No, you sound better than Tony.
I'm 14, and I go to Washington High School, and really excited to be here.
And you wanted to get a hat, but you guys got here a little late.
Yep, got a hat.
And then this really nice gentleman next to you, who's on his way to his sister's wedding, said, I'll give you my hat. Isn't that cool?
Aww.
That's
so
sweet.
It made mom cry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyone from Washington High School is listening, hi.
Hey, from Cameron.
Big shout out. Washington High.
And your name, sir?
Jason.
It's very nice of you to do that.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I mean, it's all about the donation anyway, so, I mean, I was probably just going to put it on something and display it anyway, so
yeah.
It wasn't like it's that big of a deal.
How much for the vest?
Very cool.
Yeah, did you say tonight?
Before or after the wedding? Yeah. Depends on how, yeah.
Ask the place I rented it from.
You said your sister's getting married tonight?
Yeah, your sister's getting married tonight?
She's getting married in about an hour and a half, actually.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
You better get over there.
Yeah. Tell her we said
show
congratulations.
Show up smelling like burgers.
Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome.
Let's get our other friend over here from the Air Force.
Oh, Sarah?
Yeah.
Come on, Sarah. By the way.
So, Rach, tell us about Sarah.
So Sarah tweets at us all the time, and she's just generally amazing, and I know her whole family listens and talks about the show, and she's just one of my faves. So, you know, she walked in. I feel like I know you on a personal level already because of how much we interact online, so it's cool to see you in person.
And home is Texas, right?
Yes.
But you've been listening forever.
Yeah, we lived here until 2010, and so then I've been podcasting for a few years now.
Yeah, so you listened overseas?
Yes. Yeah.
So cool.
In Qatar and Hawaii and anywhere else I end up.
That's so cool.
Those
are the kind of things like you kind of know that those things happen.
Right.
But it's sort of like when people come in here and say like, oh my gosh, you're real. Like you're three-dimensional.
Yeah.
Like when you meet people that do that, it really like hits home. That's really cool.
And it connects you to St. Louis. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's like a lot of people who have left over the years and like, but it's still the, you know, my sports teams that I care about the most. And so it keeps me connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know Kevin Conroy?
Yes.
Like, he really?
Yeah, he was. We have been like in the same unit, kind of back and forth. Yeah. So he helps make sure we have calm and all that kind of stuff.
Very nice.
That's
have
awesome.
You ever been in one of his movies?
That was his proudest moment. Ask his proudest moment as a fighting warrior. He's like, well, I made this movie.
Yeah. We had some downtime and I made a movie.
You may be in it. You didn't know it.
It was not the answer that we were expecting to hear. But
I've had some downtime. But I didn't make any movies.
Where has been your like weirdest, craziest place to be and see with the Air Force?
Ooh. You know, Middle East is what it is. Like, it's always interesting. And we had the ability to go off base a lot, which I enjoyed, and the food was amazing, and the Arabian Gulf is beautiful, and we rode camels and all that kind of stuff, so that was really cool. But we've been in kind of really interesting places in Thailand, and Indonesia has been great in the past few years. So I'm up for the adventure. I have four kids, so I hate being away from them, but I do like seeing the world at the same time.
Let me tell you, you need to go Air Force, because so far the complaints have been the pasta didn't have sauce.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the mall had Shake Shack.
Yep.
And you're riding camels.
Oh, the Shake Shack is good.
Making movies.
We have an update on the total.
Great.
So we've already reached our goal. Thank you, South County.
Hey, nice. South County.
We have $4,060 already, so thank you, guys. This is
fantastic.
Awesome.
And another hour to go.
Yes, that's right.
Let's get to five.
Let's do it.
We can do it.
We just
need one check.
And thank you, Chad, for Chad donated $100
thank
just for a sticker.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
One check in this thing all the way through.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy? One check for 60 grand and we're done.
We are done. There was a guy who came in earlier who just handed Jesse a big wad of cash and started walking away, and I was like, hey, thank you, sir. I needed to get his attention. I'm like, stop where you are. Thank you so much.
Well, Sarah, thank you for your service. Thank you for continued support of the show. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right.
Quick break. Please come out and see us at the Hardee's on Butler Hill Road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.